Track 10. Craft Festival returns to Bovey. One of the UK's finest celebrations of contemporary craft returns to Bovey Tracey this summer. Craft Festival brings three unforgettable days of creativity, craft skills and community to Millmarsh Park from June the 12th to the 14th. For more than two decades, the award-winning not-for-profit Craft Festival has been a creative draw to the area. Since launching in 2004, the event has welcomed over 160,000 visitors to Bovey Tracey and contributed at least £25 million to the local economy. More than 4,000 independent craft businesses have exhibited and over 500 startups have been supported as they take their first steps in the sector. Today, Craft Festival is one of the UK's most vibrant and respected craft and design events, attracting visitors from across the country who come to explore Bovey Tracey and to enjoy an extraordinary gathering of talent. For 2026, around 200 exceptional designers makers have been selected by an independent panel. Exhibitors range from nationally renowned craftsmen and women to rising stars and talented makers from Devon and the South West. Visitors can expect a mix of ceramics, jewellery, textiles, metal, glass, printmaking, furniture and more. Participation lies at the heart of the Craft Festival. Across the weekend, adults can join an inspiring programme of hands-on craft work taught by professional makers at the top of their game. Two-hour sessions cover a wide range of skills and always sell out very quickly. In partnership with local schools, Craft Festival has welcomed over 115,000 pupils over the years, sparking creativity in thousands of young people. The free children's craft tent returns in 2026 with an action-packed schedule of drop-in activities. It is lively, joyful, and always one of the festival's most treasured spaces. Beyond the makers and workshops, Craft Festival 2026 offers a feast of entertainment, including demonstrations by some of the UK's most inspirational makers, local street food from across South Devon, and much, much more. Craft Festival proudly works with key partners including Make South West, Visit South Devon, Buy a Gallery, Heritage Crafts and Find a Maker.
Dawlish Schools Award Success for Inclusive Sport. A school in Dawlish has been rewarded for creating a truly inclusive environment by walking away with one of the prestigious prizes at the 2026 Youth Sport Trust Awards. Orchard Manor School was the proud winner of the Building Belonging Award at the ceremony at the Telford International Centre, completing a fantastic story of redemption that followed a difficult merger and an inadequate Ofsted rating in 2020. A special school for pupils aged 4 to 19 with communication and interaction needs, including autism, the school was transformed through inclusive sport and play. Under the leadership of Head of PE, Catherine Kilburn, staff developed a specialist personalised curriculum ranging from sensory activities and fundamental movement skills to exam-level PE and leadership programmes. Ms. Kilburn said, "It's just about the fact that we've been able to be creative, and in PE we offer something for every single child. We don't care who they are or what they do. We just find something that will inspire them and hopefully take them on to be active. I work with a wonderful group of people that support me to do that." Head teacher Nicola Jones added, "It's just a fantastic honour and privilege, and I'm incredibly proud of the children, but most of all, I'm incredibly proud of our team. They work so hard, and Catherine is just the most phenomenal lead. She has led PE to phenomenal heights, and we wouldn't have made the journey without her and her incredible team." The awards were a celebration of inclusivity and were attended by key figures from the sporting world, including former England women's rugby captain Sarah Hunter and Director of Sport at the British Olympic Association Sarah Massey. Sarah Hunter, who presented Orchard Manor with its award, said, "It's massively important to reward the grassroots level of sport. It's recognition for all the hard work that they've done through the year. But for most of these teachers and sports coordinators, it's not just this year, it's over multiple years that they've embedded sport into their community. Without grassroots sport, and I'm speaking now as an international coach, we don't have a game. We don't have that pipeline for our future sports stars, whether that be rugby, football or athletics. Having started rugby at school, I know how important it is to reward and recognise the hard work that quite often goes unseen."
A day of justice, history and learning. Children from a Teignbridge primary school had a taste of the judicial system with a behind-the-scene visit to Plymouth Magistrates Court. The trip by Templar class from All Saints Marsh C of E Academy in Newton Abbot also featured an exciting afternoon at the Box Arts Centre. The day gave the pupils a rare chance to explore the justice system firsthand, meet a judge, and take part in a fully interactive mock trial. During their visit to the court, the children were welcomed by a serving judge who answered their many questions. They learned how court hearings are structured, the different types of cases which come before magistrates, and the many years of training required to become a judge. One fact that sparked plenty of laughter was the famous real-life legal debate over whether a Jaffa cake should be classed as a cake or a biscuit, a story that quickly became a class favourite. But the highlight of the morning was their own courtroom reenactment, with the children taking on the roles of ushers, barristers, a clerk, witnesses, and members of the jury, while the judge presiding over the case wore a real cloak and wig worth £500. Their fictitious case centred on Selina, a 13-year-old accused of harassment for sending abusive and threatening messages in a WhatsApp group. In the afternoon, the class continued their learning adventure at the Box, where they were captivated by the towering woolly mammoth, immersed themselves in Plymouth's history through a 3D experience, and even tried their hand at presenting the news using the interactive green screen. Head teacher Liam O'Sullivan said, "Our pupils were absolutely inspired by this experience. They showed real curiosity, confidence, and respect as they explored the justice system and the history of Plymouth. Opportunities like this broaden their horizons and help them understand the world beyond the classroom. We are incredibly proud of them." The day was supported by the school's PTFA, which helped subsidise the trip.